This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel continues to pound targets in southern Gaza and ordering more neighborhoods designated for attack to evacuate as the United States urges it to do more to protect civilians.
Speaking to reporters in New York on Friday, Stefan Dujarric said the UN
urges all concerned parties to swiftly find a way to resume the pause in the fighting and facilitate the release of more hostages.
Dujarric added,
we appeal to the parties not to resort to further military action that can only make the already catastrophic humanitarian situation in Gaza worse and to spare civilians from more suffering.
At least 200 Palestinians have been killed since the fighting resumed, following the week-long truce with the territory's ruling militant group Hamas, according to the health ministry in Gaza. Militants in Gaza resumed firing rockets into Israel, and fighting broke out between Israel and Hezbollah militants operating along its northern border with Lebanon. I'm Karen Chamas.
Venezuelans are heading to the polls to try to decide the future of a large swath of neighboring Guyana. The vote Sunday is their government's latest attempt to claim ownership of a territory it argues was stolen when a north-south border was drawn more than a century ago. Guyana has characterized the referendum a step toward annexation. Venezuelan voters will be asked five questions, including whether they support establishing a state in a disputed territory. The UN's top court has ordered Venezuela not to take any action that would alter Guyana's control over that region, but it did not specifically ban officials from actually holding the referendum. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. An earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 7.6 has struck off the coast of southern Philippine Islands. And based on the magnitude and location, the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center said that it is expected tsunami waves to hit the southern Philippines and parts of Indonesia, Palau, and Malaysia, but the center later removed the warning. There are no immediate reports of damage or casualties, though. The Biden administration is issuing a final rule aimed at reducing methane emissions, targeting the U.S. oil and natural gas industry for its role in global warming. Details from AP correspondent Julie Walker.
U.S. auto safety regulators say the recall covers hundreds of BMW X3, X4, and X5 SUVs, model year 2014, with airbags made by Takata Corporation. There was a complaint from Chicago in October that the inflator on an X3 exploded, sending a large piece of metal into the driver's lung and causing other cuts to the body. Documents say the inflators on the BMW W's have a moisture-absorbing chemical called a desiccant, hoped to prevent the explosions that have occurred in other vehicles. Some 30 million airbags not recalled have that type of inflator, and they're installed in about 20 brands of vehicles. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And now I'm Julie Walker on the Biden administration's rule on methane emissions.
The rule targets emissions from existing oil and gas wells rather than focusing only on new wells. It also regulates smaller wells that will be required to find and plug methane leaks. At the UN Climate Conference, Vice President Kamala Harris says this will help ensure the U.S. meets the goal set by nations to cut methane emissions by 30% by 2030.
It is, dare I say, our duty and our obligation, not a choice.
Also at COP28, 50 oil companies representing nearly half of global production are pledging to reach near zero methane emissions, but environmental groups call it a smokescreen to hide the reality we need to phase out oil, gas, and coal. I'm Julie Walker.
And France's interior minister says police arrested a man who targeted a passerby in Paris, killing a German tourist with a knife and injuring two others. Police subdued the man, a 25-year-old French citizen, who had spent 4 years in prison for a violent offense. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.